Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Jim Strickland from the Memphis City Council, Shay Flynn, also of the Memphis City Council, Thomas Malone from the Firefighters Union, Mike Williams of the Police Union, and Bill Dries, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News. Jim Strickland, what's the number, give or take, that is the unfunded pension liability for employees?
The entire plan is either $300 million in the hole or $700 million in the hole. And on a yearly basis, it's either $40 million in the hole or $80 million in the hole.
And those are huge numbers. How do you get there?
It's easy to say, but hard to do. Right. You either cut expenses, you change the plan, or you raise taxes, or a combination.
Yeah. Thomas Malone from the Firefighters Union, your number is more in the 300 range.
Correct.
But people are talking about changes to services, closing fire stations. What's your take on all that?
I think that it's a public safety risk. I think that if we're going to continue down the path that we're headed, I think there's going to be a 1982 catastrophe where we're going to have, unfortunately, someone die, and we're not going to have the resources to respond to that.
And Mike Williams for the Police Union, I assume it's a similar take. I mean, crime is down. Most people, you have some different opinion on the statistics,
right.
But is there a way in which the police force can be, the size can be changed to help with the expenses?
Well, like I said before, I don't think it's a matter of raising taxes. I think they've cut a lot of services in the city already, libraries, community centers. They've actually cut the police force as well. And if, in fact, we don't increase it, and they say crime is down, but it was driven down by the amount of officers that we had in this city, which was once listed as one of the most violent cities in the nation.
All right. And Shay Flynn, how do you balance all this? No one wants crime to go up. No one wants calls to not be answered.
It's what's the true cost of the government you're receiving, and are you willing to pay it?
Ever since this administration has been in office, all they've done is cut. But every year they come in and say that there's a deficit. And I don't understand, because you haven't really provided the core services to the citizens of this city that should be provided, as far as I'm concerned, because I am a citizen of this city as well. So it's a matter of prioritization. And also in that 5-year strategic plan, we provide or have been putting almost the lowest amount into the pension fund than anybody almost in the nation. Because when you look at the other cities in that 5-year strategic plan, they go anywhere from 12.3% all the way up to 43% of payroll into the pension fund. And I'm not saying that you have to do that, but we haven't done anything to provide. And even though the city has only put 5% and 6% in, we still have a good pension plan. There are discrepancies between what the pension board reports and what the city is reporting.
Right. And we were talking about before the show, I mean, the fund needs to, round numbers, it needs to be, by your guys' calculation, I think something like $2.5 billion. It's right at 2.2. So, you know, on some level, you look at some of these places like the state of Illinois or Detroit, at the, you know, where they had nothing,
right.
You know, in there. It is not as far off as it might sound,
right.
Given the kind of criticism that's come about the underfunding.
The one thing that has gone missing in all this discussion, first of all, out of the total general fund, the pension obligation is about 3.1%. That's the city's numbers. Secondly,
currently what it's being.
Correct.
Okay.
Secondly, in 2008, we were 104.5% funded, and the worst recession since the Depression hit.
Yeah.
Now it has rebounded back, and we're of the opinion, and you got to understand, when we talk about unfunded liability to the general public, that means if we had to pay it today.
Right.
That means everybody out there, if you had to pay your mortgage today, everybody's going to lose their home.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.